Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I want to tell you how much I enjoy the chance for us to take a break from all this awesome music here on Western Swing and other things and talk about the outdoors. You know, bow season is going strong. Now, old Luke here, as of this moment, has not tagged a buck, but don't think I haven't been after them. I'm planning a trip, I think, next Wednesday. And I'll give you a report on that. I'll be up in northeast Texas at a place, a hunting ranch, a buddy of mine. He named his ranch Next Trip Whitetails. And you can actually go on to Facebook and look for our like Next Trip Whitetails. A lot of good hunting. It's up in the northeast corner of the state, up in Lamar County, not too far from Paris, if you're not real familiar with it, but beautiful country. I was raised in Red River County, which is the next county east, probably raised 30 miles from, or maybe a little less than that, from where I'll be hunting next week, bow hunting. But I'll have my Darton Maverick 2 out there and be locked in and hopefully get a good buck out of that country. It'd be like kind of like a homecoming for me since I grew up not far from there. But, you know, let's talk about trail cameras. Whitetail deer hunting right now is dominating the subject. And, you know, before very long, our rifle season will start. Trail cameras have revolutionized the way I scout. Now, I still, being old school in my mid-60s, you know, I grew up, if you couldn't read sign, well, you probably weren't going to be a very successful deer hunter, put it that way. Rubs, scrapes, all the sign that deer make are still very, very important. I mean, I've run 3 trail cameras on a place here by my house that I've got leased. I've hunted here for about 15, 16 years. And what I look for in a trail camera is dependability. You've got, you know, there's some cameras on the market that I've tested and tried out that I wasn't real impressed with, but there's some that I use. Wild Game Innovations, you can find these at, oh gosh, Walmart. But I started out using, I think I paid about $50 for one of their basic models, and it didn't have a lot of bells and whistles on it, you know, but it worked for, still working, actually, I still use it. It didn't have the things like you could refine the trigger time or the frequency of photos for it to take, things like that. But mine has taken thousands of pictures and helped me do some successful hunting for hogs and deer. There's another trail camera that I've recently got that I'm really impressed with. Now, there's a lot of good trail cameras on the market, folks, but this one is called a Mirage 16 Lights Out. It's a bit more expensive, maybe, I think, probably a little over $100, but it's Wild Game Innovations makes this one. This thing, I've been using it for a few weeks now, but I really like it. It's got about a 75-foot flash range. And what's really cool, it's got a half-second trigger time. So when that deer steps in, bingo, if he's even running, I haven't caught any running deer on it, which is a good thing. I want them to be calm in my neck of the woods. But a half-second trigger time, that's very, very important. And the videos, I've tried it on video and still mode. Some crystal clear still pictures and some awesome videos. I mean, I bring them home and load them on my computer, you know, where I can watch it on a full screen. But trail cameras, don't put them necessarily right around feeding areas. Go ahead and put them out on places that trails. And that's where the old school scouting will come in. Find where buck rubs are or fresh scrapes. Put you one on a scrape and, you know, go back in a few days and check it out. If there's no sign, we'll move it. But I think if you really... You know, if you use trail cameras for what they're designed to do, and that's capture images all over the woods in different areas, don't just put them in one place and leave them. Move them around where you're seeing deer sign. Folks, we are just about out of time for this week's show. I think it's about time to get back to some of this good music, some Western swing and other things, and see what's next on the agenda. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.